gentlemen, it is showtime!
You're listening to the Dirt Racing Podcast.
Results for night one of the World Nationals at Marshalltown. We'll start with the modifieds. This in the 8 main, so if your favorite driver didn't make it, too bad. Picking up the win was the 4TW Tim Ward. Second, the 11X of Tom Barry. Third was Todd Shooting, the 5. Fourth was the 38T Dylan Thornton. Fifth, the 26J Joel Ross. Sixth, the 19G Richie Gustin. Seventh, the 99X of Dalton Murdy. Eighth was the 33Z of Trip Gaylord. Ethan Roxmoe was ninth in the 12J. Jake McGurney was 10th in the 82. 11th, the 5L of Cody Laney. Zach Rollins in the 2Z was 12th. 13th, the 56D of Travis Denning. 14th was the 50 of Danny Eckridge. 15th was Matt Warner, 93. 16th, the 12 of Jordan Bartz. 17th, Paul Nagel in 64. 18th, 69 Junior Jonathan Logue. 19th, the 3W Garrett Wilson. 20th was 11 at 11. A Jonathan Mahiney. Mahiney. Well, Isaac Malicote in the 11th was the did not finish in 21st. Did not finish in 22nd was the 01 of Jacob Hobshot. 23rd and did not finish was the 21R Riley Simmons. And 24th, the 30M and did not finish McGuire DeYoung. In the stock cars, your winner was the 99X of Dalton Murdy. Second, the 11V of Tom Barry. Third, the 1 Caden Reynolds. Fourth, the A1A of Austin Kaplan. Gage Neal in the 12M was fifth. Sixth, the 0 Brett Wenzel. Seventh, the 8M of Austin Winders. Eighth, the 2 of David Archer. Dylan Solemn. In 94 was 9th. 10th, the 93L of Lake Lehman. Brent Mosdom in the 55X was in 11th. 12th, the 1X of, or the 37 of Kylie Rollins. 13th, the 1X of Steven Strader. 14th was the 22 of Tanner Allen. The wrestler did not finish his starting with 15th, the 22R of Todd Reisler. 16th, the 69J of Jonathan Lugg. 17th, the 99 Dalton Damon Murdy. 18th, the 19J of Jason. 19th, the 4 of Scott Rice. 6th, 20th was the 26H of Joel Rust. Michael Smith. And 31 was 21st, 22nd. Drew Kuker in an 18X. 23rd was the 3 Junior Dustin Fitton, and 24th, the 20V, a Dustin Viz. Sword Mod, your winner was Braden Carter in the 01, second, the 1 Junior, Ben Chapman, third, the 21 of Cam Reiners, fourth, the 53 Logan Herbie Anderson, fifth, the 19J, Janae Gustin, sixth, the 33 Junior, Jared Frenzen, Craig Donner. In the 15 was 7th. 8th, the 7V of Shane Harris. 9th, the 1V of Curtis Vanderwall. 10th was the 8T of Trey Rogers. 11th was the 7 of Brady Hushvarger. 12th, the 20XX of Cody Yaw. 13th, the 09V of Kevin Bethke. Brady Homer in the 22 junior was 14th, 15th, the K3 of Kyle Olson. The 8 TJ of Tony Johnson was in 16th, 17th, the 57K Ryan King. 18th, the V21 of Brandon Tharp. 19th, the 18, Jocelyn Elmquist. 20th, the 74, Cameron Vinton. Kurt Spines in the 28V was 21st. 20s. The rest did not finish or did not start. 22nd, the 30, Kenzer Ellis. 23rd, Matt Villa in the 2X and did not start. Credited with 24th, the 68 of Will Wolf. Your Hobby Stocks feature event. Your winner was Benji Irvine in the 79th. Second, Jordan Fisher in the 52. Third was the 69 of Calvin Dalton. David McCullough in the 3 was 4th. 5th, the 55X of Corey Vanderwell. 6th, the 7V of Jim Ball. 7th was the 29 of Jake Nelson. The 23Z of Zach McNeese was 8th. 9th, the 12K of Eric Knudsen. Ben Newhouse in the 17X was 10th. 11th, the 4C of Kurt Reed. 12th, Solomon Bennett in 11V. Trenton Nurhaus Haas in the 7M was 13th. 14th, Blair Kriegel in 17K. Lucas Smith in the 14L was 15th. 16th, the 20W, Matt Waugh. Ray Hill in the 19 was 17th. Braden Farini in the 7 was 18th. 19th, 17V of Garrett Ball. 20th was the 9R Tyler Carey. Andy Pick was 21st in the 17. The rest did not finish. Carl Ellis in the 50 was 22nd, 23rd, the 43 Nick Shearer, and the 56R of James Rose was 24th. In the Sport Compacts, your winner was Christian Grady in the 89, second 31D of Blake Driscoll, second the M80 of Mark Smith, fourth Ryan Van Duzenalt, the 15B. Fifth was Spencer Rodine in the 6R. Bryce Bartle in the 49B was 7th, 8th, 9th. 7th was the 99 of Henry Dielman, and 8th, and it did not finish, was Kaylee DeVries in the 8K. The Lucas Oil Late Model Nationals in 8 number 3 happened at the Knoxville Raceway for the 19th annual. B Main. Your winner was the 62, Justin Zider. Second, the 39, Tim McCready. Third, the 7, Ross Robertson. Fourth, 48, Tim Lance. Fifth, the 51, Matt Furman. Sixth and final transfer was this 99, junior, Frank Heckenesh. Seventh was the 17 of Tim Simpson. Eighth, the D45 of Dan Victiglia. Ninth, the 7 of Ricky Weiss. Tenth, the 21M of Luke Merrifield. 11th, the 1X of Aaron Merchant. 12th, the 99, Boone Briggs. 13th, the 10 of Junior Coomer, and 14th, the 6 of Al Humphrey. In the big 75 lap A main, your winner was the 20RT of Ricky Thornton, 2nd, the 157 Mike Marler, 3rd, the 1 of Hudson O'Neill, 4th, the 49 Jonathan Davenport, 5th, the 4 of Brandon Overton, 6th, the 18 of Chase Younghands, 7th, the 8S and Ryan Shirley, 9th to 99 Devin Moran, from 26th to 9th and would be the hard charger was Tim McCready. 10th to V5 of Brandon Shepherd, 11th to 1 of Tyler Herb, 12th to 58 of Garrett Albertson, 13th to 25 Chad Simpson, 14th to 18 to Dalton Wilson, 15th to 32 Chris Simpson, 16th to 11th Center Hughes, 17th the 46 Earl Pearson, 18th 22 Daniel Hasselbeck, 19th to 111 of Max Blair, 20th Tim Lance, 21st to 19 Ryan Gustin, 22nd to 40 V Kyle Brownton, 23rd to 30 Todd Cooney, 24th was the 22 Chris Ferguson, 25th to 16 Tyler Rooney, 26th was the 98 of Corey Hedgecock, 27th was Justin Zider, 28th Ross Robertson, 29th Frank Heckenish, 30th Matt Furman, and 31st Vuberg. Lap leaders, Thornton led 1 through 10, Marler 11 and 12, Thornton 13 through 17, Marler 18 through 22, and Thornton 23 through 25. The Melbourne Bank Super Late Model Series was also in action. They had a full program. Picking up the quick time was the 62, Justin Zider at an 18-101. Second, the 04, Todd Potts Fischel at an 18-124. Third was the 10T of Jeff Tharp at an 18-270. Fourth was the 43 of Derek Stewart at an 18-275. Fifth was the 191 of Jackson Sadoff at an 18-339. Kyle Back, in the 14 was added at an 18-387. 27th was 26 junior Corey Zider at an 18-392. The 8th was the 76 Zach Ziner at an 18-411. 19th, the 44 Luke Goddard at an 18-463. 10th, the 56 Andy Eckridge at an 18-617. 11th was the 58 Dave Eckridge at an 18-632. 12th was the 93 Chad Simpson at an 18-685. 13th, the 07 Matt Ryan at an 18-718. 14th was the 77 Jeff Eike at an 18-227. 15th, the 32C Chad Holliday at an 18-788. 16th, Andrew Kosciski in 53 at an 18-118. 7th was the 4 J.C. Wyman at an 18-818. 18th, the 24 Bill Layden at an 18-822. 19th was the 15 C Kurt Schroeder at a 15-934. 20th, the 99 D Daryl DeFrance at an 18-976. 21st, the 22 Charlie McKenna at a 19-044. 22nd was Josh Leonard in the 85 at a 19-068. 23rd, the 32 Curtis Glover at a 19-289. 24th, the 42 of Fred Remsley at an 18-599. He race one went to Andrew Kosciski, second Andy Eckridge, third Corey Zider, fourth Justin Zider, fifth Derek Stewart, sixth Matt Ryan, seventh Kurt Schroeder, and eighth Josh Leonard. He race two went to J.C. Lyman, second Abe Eckridge, third Jeff Eike, fourth Ted Fossfischel, Jackson Sadoff was fifth, sixth Zach Zider, seventh Daryl DeFrance, and eighth Curtis Glover. Third and final heat race was Chad Holliday. Second, Jeff Tharp. Luke Goddard was third. Fourth, Charlie McKenna. Kyle Vett Mack was fifth, sixth Fred Ramsey, seventh Chad Holliday, and eighth Delight. Your feature event, your winner was Justin Zider. Second, Andy Eckridge. Third, Chad Holliday. Fourth, Tad Potts official. Fifth, Luke Goddard. Sixth, Derek Stewart. Seventh, Jeff Eike. For 14th was the Hard Charger. 18th, Kyle Breck. Eighth was Kyle Breck. Ninth, Cody Zider. 10th, J.C. Wyman. 11th, Zach Ziner. 12th, Matt Ryan. 13th, Andrew Kaczynski. 14th, Kurt Schroeder. 15th, Charlie McKenna. 16th, Jackson Sadoff. 17th, Daryl DeFrance. 18th, Dave Eckridge. 19th, Josh Leonard. Fred Ramsey. Rainsley was 20th. 21st, Curtis Glover. 22nd, Jeff Tharp. Did not start. Credited with 23rd with Chad Simpson. And 24th, the Leighton. Zider. Justin Zider led the whole way. Night number two, the World Nationals. We'll start with this modified. Picking up the win was 11X of Tom Barry. Second to 12J of Ethan Bruxima. Third to 5 of Todd Shoot. Fourth was a Zydell of Cody Laney. Fifth, 33Z's Trip Gaylord. Sixth, the 82 Jake McBurney. Seventh, the 14W Tim Ward. Eighth was Jordan Martz in the 12. Ninth, Dalton Murdy. 99D Matt Warner. Was 10th in the 93. 11th was Travis Dane in 56D. 12th, the 1Z is Zach Donker. Eric Barnes was 13th in the 1. Charlie Moore in 99 was 14th. 15th to 64, Paul Nagel. Jonathan Mahaney in the 12LF was 16th, 17th, 21D, David Brown. 18th was the 40RC of Rob Clement. The rest were did not finishes, starting with 19th, the 6th of Jared Freeberger. Danny Eckridge in the 50 was 20th, 21st, Richie Gustin in the 19G, 22nd, the 30M, McGuire DeYoung. Jacob Hobshot, Neil won. Was 23rd and 24th was the 21R Riley Simmons. Your winner in the stock cars was 11X to Tom Barry, 2nd 99X Dalton Murdy, 3rd to 99D Damon Murdy, 4th the A1A of Austin Kaplan, 5th was Cade Reynolds in the 1, 6th the 20V of Dustin Viz, 7th Brett Wenzel in the 0. 8th, the 22R Todd Reisler. 9th, the 19J of Jay Smith. 10th, the 22 Tanner Allen. Dalton Solom with the 94 was 11th. 12th, the 12N of Gage Neal. 13th, the 94X of Steve Meyer. 14th, was the 31 Michael Smith. 15th, 7J John Campbell. Austin Scurry. Shearing in the 196 was 16th, 17th. Mike Lane in the 17th was in 17th. The wrestler did not finish it, starting with 18th, the 4, Scott Rice, 19th, Laramie Jackson in the 35, Brandon Lehman, or Blake Lehman in the 93L was 20th, 21st was the 3 junior. Dustin Fenton. Picking up the win in the sport mods was the 2Z of Zach Avila. Second, the 7V is Shane Paris. Third, the 01 of Brandon Carter. Fourth, the 19J Janae Gustin. Fifth was 53 Logan Herbie Anderson. Sixth, the Jared Franzen in the 33 Junior. Seventh, the K3 of Kyle Olson. Eighth, Todd Dykesma in the 17th. Ryan Lehman in the R31 was 9th. 10th, the 09B, Kevin Bethke. Brady Hirschbarger in the 7 was 11th. Reese Mullen in the 77 junior was 12th. 13th, the 18th, Ty Rogers. 14th, Craig Donner. In the 15th. 15th, the 57K of Ryan King. Doug McCullough in the 1 was 16th. 17th, 18th, a Jocelyn Elmquist. 18th was the 8 TJ of Tony Johnson. 19th, the 8 of Tom Lathrop. 20th, Kurt Spines. 28B. The wrestler did not finish his 21st. 79M, Michael Miller. Cameron Vincent was 22nd and 74, and Scott Williams, the 9, was 23rd and 24th, the 17K, Kyle Free. Adam Weiserman in the 41 was your winner in the hobby stock. 2nd, the 55X of Corey Vanderbilt. 3rd, the 3X of Dave McCullough. 4th, Solomon Bennett in the 11B. Trenton Nierhaus in the 7M was 5th. 6th, the 69 of Kevin Dalton Whoopi in the 3 was 7th. 8th, the 17K of Briar Kriegel. Eric Knutson was 9th in the 12K. 7th, Braden Farnini in the 7 was 10th. 11th, the 17X of Ben Newhouse. The IV 25 of Shane Richardson was 12th. 13th, 52, Billy Stanford. 14th, the 20W of Matt Wall. 15th, the 86R of James Rose. 16th, the 50 of Carl Ellis. The wrestler did not finish his 17th to 7B of Jim Ball. Ray Hill was 18th and 19th. 19th, the 14L of Lucas Smith. 20th, the 29 of Jake Nelson. 21st, the 23Z is Zach McNeese. 22nd, the 4C of Kurt Reed. 23rd, the 45, John Watson. Nick Shearer was 24th in the 43. In the sport compacts, your winner was Blake Driscoll. In the 31, 2nd, the D. 2nd, with the 89, Christian Grady. Brian Van Dals in the 15V was 3rd. 4th, the M80 of Mark Smith. 5th, the 29 of Matt Miller. 6th, the 69 or 65C of Colton Stewart. Henry Dillman in the 99 was 7th. 8th was the 49B of Bryce Bartles. The wrestler did not finish it or did not start. Spencer Rodin was 9th in the 6R. And Kane Mullenberg in the 24M was 10th and did not start was Cord Sellers in the 7K, credited with 11th. Welcome back to the show, Ben Shelton, our resident late model expert. How's it going, Ben?
Oh, man, it's going good. Just glad to be back home after a great weekend in Knoxville.
Speaking of Knoxville, Ricky Thornton took everybody to the woodshed.
Yeah, he brought a really good race car and did what he's done everywhere else. He's just, this has been his year so far, and Knoxville was no exception.
And at least we didn't have the tire problem like at the World.
Yeah, you know, guys made adjustments, whether it's to the, you know, why they set their cars up, the air pressures, maybe why they drove. But it definitely all seemed to work out, so that you know, I was glad to see there not be any issues there.
Except there was a couple major accidents.
Yeah, when you race on a track that big, sometimes you're just going to have accidents like that. And I hated to see those race cars get torn up, but high-speed racing, close quarters, man, it happens sometimes.
And did I hear you right on the broadcast? You said Ricky Thornton's going to test a sprint car?
He wants to. He is not yet.
Okay.
He's had some offers, and maybe next year, but he is not this year so far, no.
That's why I just didn't know. I didn't quite catch it all.
Gotcha.
But back to the world. What did were you impressed with the how the racing was?
At the world or at Knoxville?
At world first.
Oh yeah, no, oh definitely. I mean, it was some of the best racing we've had at Eldora in a while. So, yeah, those guys did a great job getting the track ready. The drivers did a great job. You know, you hate to see some of the tire issues, but apart from that, it was some of the best racing we've seen at Eldora, you know, in a few years. I think they've got a handle on the place, and I'm excited to see what, you know, the upcoming races look like there.
And then back to Knoxville, I thought the racing was pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Knoxville's always great. And, you know, Friday night it rained, so it was a little hammered down, so it was a little harder to pass. But even that, late in the feature, it got good. And Thursday was obviously great. And if you take Ricky Thornton Jr. out of, you know, Saturday's feature for the last 70 or so laps, it was fantastic action from second on back.
Yeah, but the lap traffic kind of got in the way several times.
Well, it did, but, I mean, that's what makes great drivers great. You know, Ricky was able to get through there. Marler got by him a few times early, and before Kyle Brunson had his bad luck, he was reeling him in. But, you know, overall, it was, you know, those guys, that's why they're the best at what they do.
Is the date might be changing for next year?
You know, I've heard that, possibly, but it's all speculation. I haven't heard anything for sure one way or the other.
Because that's why I was thinking how to get more cars if we split up Eldora and Knoxville.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these events ebb and flow, and some years they're going to be up, some years they're going to be down. And, you know, there was a lot of racing this past weekend, and guys have been racing busy for 9 months now. So, you know, if you left it on the same date, you may be up 10 or 15 cars next year. You might be about the same. It's hard to say anymore. There's just so much racing. There's a lot of money to go around.
That's a good problem to have.
It is. I mean, it's tough. I know Knoxville would have liked to have had more cars, and the Lucas Oil Series would have liked to have had more there, but sometimes you've done all you can do.
And then I want to switch gears. Speaking of Lucas Oil, it's still their countdown. Is that been gaining momentum through the drivers for that big race at Eldora?
Well, if you're not in the top four, you're definitely starting to feel the pressure. Everybody wants to be where Brandon Overton's at. That's in fourth. And right now, Tim McCready and Devin Moran, they're just trying to dig and get a shot at those top fours. So I feel like it's got good momentum. It's going to be exciting by the time we get to Eldora. I know that it's going to be a one-race shootout for a $200,000 title, plus the race pays $100,000 to win.
Plus it's on flow.
Yeah, good stuff.
And then I saw the Cashel Night in America had its schedule change.
Yeah, we've got our next event next Wednesday, September 27th at Tyler County Speedway. And that's on a schedule. But the event after that on October 10th, the track, they've got a lot going on. The owners of the track, they have family businesses. And they unfortunately had to cancel that event, but we'll still have a race 2 days after that, October 12th. We'll be at Ray Cook's Tri-County Racetrack in Brasstown, North Carolina. And then from there, we've still got two more races left in October, our finales, down at Sonoy Raceway in Sonoy, Georgia, and looking forward to that on November 10th and 11th. So, yeah, flowseries.com, you can find out all the information.
And then after that's the Gateway.
Yeah, I mean, the races just keep coming. There is no off-season anymore.
No. But I'll recommend the Flow Series no matter what, because I went to the race at Marshalltown.
Yeah, it's a good time, and I'm glad you're able to get there and support it. We enjoy doing it, and we're already working on next year's schedule, so it's a busy time right now.
And then let's switch to the World of Outlaws real quick.
That's been good stuff over there. Bobby Pierce has kind of been like Ricky Thornton Jr. I mean, he's had a heck of a year over there, and those guys are fighting tooth and nail right now as they battle for that one. So, you know, right now Brandon Shepherd, Chris Madden tied for second, and they're all trying to find a way to get to, you know, get at Bobby Pierce, get a chance at that championship. But right now Pierce looks pretty dang tough.
And that will go down to probably to Charlotte.
Yeah, and you're down to the World Finals coming up in Charlotte.
And then talk about the Wild Wild West for a little bit.
Well, we got the Wild. You're talking about the Wild West Shootout.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's coming up. You know, before you know it, it'll be here, and we'll be out there January 5th through 14th. And, you know, we're already full speed ahead preparing for that as well. And I said the 5th through the 14th, the 6th through the 14th, and WildWestShootout.net for all the information on that. But already Bobby Pierce has told us he's coming again. Mike Marler and Brandon Shepard, Garrett Alberson, Ricky Weiss, Chase Younghans, just some of the guys that have already committed to that deal. And it's one of my favorite events of the year just because it's kind of like a racing vacation. You race a few days, you're off a few days. So really looking forward to that. And that'll be here. The Dome will be here before we know it. And right behind that will be the Wild West Shootout.
And you and DJ are still going to announce those races, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll definitely be at them. They can't get rid of us.
And then how about Randy Weaver? Will Rigsby give more money? Because I enjoy listening to him.
I don't know if we can get Weaver out there for that long. Randy will be with us at the Dirt Track World Championship, but I don't know that we can get him out to New Mexico.
Is there any update on Blomqvist at all?
And now I really haven't heard much out of him. You know, I know that he had the surgery. You know, I know that he wanted to try to run a race before the year was over, but I'm not, you know, totally sure what is or isn't going to happen there.
And then the Melbourne Bank was pretty good the other night, too.
Yeah, those guys always put on a good show. And I tell you what, Justin Zeitner right now, he's tough. I mean, he's had a great year, and he just continues to pick up momentum as we get late in the year. And no exception there. He went out there and ran a great race, picked up the $4,000 prize there at Knoxville on Saturday night.
And then their next race, I know, is Saturday night, at weather permitting, at CJ, because the Davenport's not racing.
Yeah, I'm not totally familiar, but I believe you are right. That's their next race coming up this week.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. The Kosiskis do a great job with their series, and you know, it's cool to Jeff Hoker from Hoker Trucking, a lot of support for that deal.
And then is there anything coming up down the horizon, big news?
No, I mean, I think everything's kind of out there right now. We get a little closer to PRI, I'm sure there'll be some news. But right now, everybody's just focused on trying to end the year strong.
And not ride swapping like the sprint cars have done so many times?
Right, yeah. There's been a lot of ride swapping over there. So far, I haven't heard much coming up in the late model world, but you never know. It changes day to day.
And then did you get a chance to go to the Hall of Fame this time?
You know, I did not. I'd hoped to get over there Saturday, and then I had to do quite a bit of pre-production for the broadcast. So, unfortunately, I did not make it over there, but I'm definitely going to make a point of it next year.
It's always a fun time over there.
Yeah, they got a lot of cool stuff in there.
And then we don't know a whole lot. I don't have any other questions, but I appreciate you coming on.
No, I appreciate you having me, and as always, if you need anything, let me know, Marshall. Yeah. You do a great job with this, and I really appreciate you having me on today.
Yeah, I'll have a couple questions off the air for you.
That sounds good, man.
Real quick preview for Sprintivators this weekend, as it's their final race weekend, and their finale will be Saturday night. Tomorrow night, they'll be at Donaldson, the 52nd time in series history. We'll be at Donaldson. It's a $3,000 to win event. $325 to start. If you're looking to go, gates open at 5:30 with hot laps at 7:15. Adult admission is $15. Seniors 60 and over are 13. Veterans and students are 10. And kids 10 and under are free. The Hart Limited Modified to Mini Haulers also on the card. Saturday night is the big fall haul to wrap up the season. It pays $5,000 to win, $325 to start, but plenty of contingencies and sponsors add to the purse throughout the field. It'll be the 74th time that a race has been tested at 34 with the Sprintivators. The gates will open at 5. Tot laps scheduled at 6:30. General admission adult 20. Seniors and kids are 18. Or senior and students are 18. Kids 10 and under free. Hobby stocks will also be on the card for $1,000. If you cannot make that one will be live on Flow Racing, being told. The current points leader going into this weekend as a 40.1 lead is Ryan Button trying to get his first title. He's 41 points ahead of two-time and defending champion Cody Worley. That sits at 2,028, where your points leader is 2,069. Third person in the race is Colton Fisher at 2,009 points. Your top, Brett Triplett's fourth at 1,992 points. Fifth is Paul Neheiser at 1,954 points. Going in, that's your top five. Sixth is Tyler Lee at 1,927 points. Luke Bernardi is in seventh at 1,004 points. Sixth is Chase Richards at 1,751 points. In ninth, Devin Wignall at 1,694. And rounding out the top 10, McCain Richards at 1,391. Winners so far on the tour, it's been Paul Neheiser with 5 wins. Cody Worley has 1. Tasker Phillips has 2. Scott Viguski has 1. So far, the races this year. April 1st was colded out. So Sunday the 28th was the opener where Paul Neheiser won. Thursday, that's June 15th, Tasker Phillips won. Friday, the June 23rd, it was Scott Viguski winning. Chris Martin picked up the win on the next night at Swim River. Then rain rained out Jacksonville Speedway on the 30th. The second, Bend County Speedway with Cody Worley. And then Paul Neheiser dominated the next 3 in a row. At Dubuque on Speedway on the July 26th, the August 19th at Peoria, and Adams County on the August 20th were all Paul Neheiser. Then Tasker Phillips won at Les Liberty on September 2nd, and September 3rd back at Benton County, Paul Neheiser won. So that's in your Sprint Invaders update for this weekend. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Dirt Racing Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Dirt Racing Podcast with Marshall Hayne. Follow us on Twitter at @dirt_podcast or on Facebook at the Dirt Racing Podcast.